Time once again for our weekly visit with Slate and Day-to-Day's advice columnist, Dear Prudence. Our letter today read by a Day-to-Day staffer. A bride hates her wedding photos and brother-in-law.
Dear Prudence, I was married recently, and as a wedding gift, my new brother-in-law offered to take photographs for us. I was told by my brother-in-law, as well as other family members, that he had professional equipment and had done a lot of weddings. He shows up with one regular 35mm camera and some film he told me he purchased at a discount store on his way to the wedding. I asked about having them developed, and he said, "Oh, just take them where you usually have your film developed." I'm sure you can see where this is heading. My pictures are awful, and there is no way in the world to retake them save having another wedding, which I am giving serious thought to. I have no photos of the ceremony, or even of me and my father walking down the aisle. There are, however, pictures of empty pews and people milling around in the background. Do you have any advice as to how I can salvage my photos, and if I will ever be able to resist the urge to choke this man during family get-togethers? Signed, Photo Shy Bride.
Dear foe, if misery loves company, you are not alone when it comes to having wedding pictures loused up. Prudy hopes you are not seriously considering redoing the wedding, except for perhaps you, your husband, and your dad dressing up and having a portrait photographer take a few formal pictures. That the brother-in-law foisted himself on you, claiming much experience, no less, is unfortunate. The damage, however, is done, and with time, perhaps you will develop a sense of perspective, if not humor, about the mishap. Because Prudy has extensive experience along these lines, she can tell you that people seldom look at wedding albums after they've seen them a few times. And as karmic encouragement, she will also tell you that for her best marriage, there are no pictures. For her second best, there was only one. And the husbands she could have lived without both came with elaborate photographic evidence. Signed, Prudy Memorably.
You can send your tales of woe to Prudence, also known as Margot Howard, at prudence@slate.com. Or leave Prudy a message on our answering machine. And the number is 310-841-5180. Did you get that? 310-841-5180.